This is St. Louis Public Radio. When administrators at St. Louis University's School of Medicine found that more than half of their students reported symptoms of anxiety or depression, they overhauled their program to reduce student stress. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Biscarin takes a look at how it's working.
For U.S. medical schools, this is a universal truth. Third year is really, really tough. This is the year when med students help treat patients for the first time. Catherine Hu is a new third year at St. Louis University's School of Medicine, and she just finished a series of 12-hour overnight shifts.
Sorry, I'm like really tired, so I'm not forming a lot of words when I'm talking to you.
This morning, Hu sat in while doctors performed surgeries at a children's hospital. The stress, she says, is intense, and she walks to the library to study for a few precious hours, thanks to a canceled lecture.
Anything medical just bears that weight of I'm going to be helping someone, and if I don't know what I'm doing, I could be hurting them, or I could be inadvertently causing harm to other people around me.
Hu grew up in California. She decided to go to medical school after a stint at a healthcare startup. During her first year in the Midwest, she struggled with anxiety and the feeling that she didn't measure up.
You end up actually becoming pretty cynical. I'll be sitting in class and the professor is speaking, you know, a million miles per hour, and I can't really figure out what's going on. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't learn this as fast as everybody else. I'm not doing as well as everybody else. It just becomes heavier and heavier, kind of hopeless at sometimes.
8 years ago, administrators at SLU measured the rates of depression and anxiety among their students for the first time. Associate Dean Dr. Stuart Slavin says more than a quarter of students reported moderate to severe symptoms of depression after their first year of med school. 57% reported symptoms of anxiety.
I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. I was so shocked. And there was a sense of personal responsibility. We had evidence that when students started here, they looked like the general public. So as associate dean for curriculum, I was like, we are doing this to them, right? And I'm kind of responsible.
Over the last few years, SLU put in a series of changes to lower those rates. All classes for first and second year students are graded on a pass or fail basis, which students say encourages collaboration. Also, everyone takes a seminar in mental well-being and resilience. Anatomy, the course where students dissect a human cadaver, is no longer the first class they ever take. Since the changes, the number of students reporting depression and anxiety has fallen. In the meantime, Slavin says, average scores on board exams have increased.
People think that by backing off, our medical students aren't going to be as well prepared. There's evidence that they're actually better prepared, despite making life easier for them.
Slavin says learning to manage stress early on makes sense because it won't go away when these students become doctors. SLU isn't alone in trying to make medical school more manageable. Jeffrey Young used to work as a psychologist for medical students. He is now the senior director of student affairs at the Association of American Medical Colleges.
Change can be difficult. Medical school curricula, although they've been changing over the years, they've fundamentally remained the same.
Young says it seems like medical schools are finally paying more attention to the mental health of their students. But even then, not all students will seek help.
They've worked very hard to get to this point in their career, and they're worried about issues of stigma, for example. What if I were to acknowledge that I'm having some difficulty? How would that be viewed by my peers, my colleagues, and ultimately leadership of the medical school?
As for Hu, that third-year med student at SLU, she did ask for help. And after that tough first year, she says things are easier now.
If you take care of yourself and establish these good habits early, you'll be more successful as a physician and you'll be more successful to take care of patients.
And that's what SLU's overhaul is designed to do. I'm Duri Biscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.